This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
Being gay did not fit in what I wanted. Didn't fit in my own family. It didn't fit in my religion or my culture. And at the time, I felt I need to find out how to fix this.
This is Jameson Manwaring. He grew up in Idaho Falls, Idaho, which happens to be my hometown, too. He's from a devout Mormon family, the youngest of eight kids. The Mormon Church says, quote, same-sex attraction is itself not a sin, but yielding to it is. Back in 2008, the church funneled millions of dollars into the campaign supporting Proposition 8 in California, the anti-gay marriage law now before the U.S. Supreme Court. Jameson Manwaring says he wants a marriage and kids, but that will be difficult for him as a gay Mormon man. A couple weeks ago, he made a video and put it online, a way to come out to all of his friends and family at the same time. I recently spoke with Manwaring and his older brother, Josh, about how their family is navigating the issue of gay marriage. It's this week's Sunday Conversation.
I knew at 14 or 15 that those feelings were very real. Just thought it was going to be a phase. And I was informed by some of the things that I read is that you just continue to do normal things and interact with your friends. And over time, those things would change. And then, you know, as far as the gospel goes, as long as you do everything you're supposed to correctly, you know, God takes care of the rest. And that's how I approached it till I was 21 when I came home for my mission. And then I was very disappointed when those feelings were not gone.
We should say again, you went on a mission for 2 years for the Mormon Church, which is a time I would imagine that's kind of a safe space because Mormon missionaries are not supposed to have any romantic relationships during that time. So you kind of didn't have to deal with it, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually great because I'm around all my friends. We work together. We're busy doing things. We're bonding. And we were focused on something greater than ourselves. And it was a wonderful time in my life.
So what happened when you came home?
When I came home, I felt, okay, I just need to focus on finding a wife and getting married. And that was the counsel that I was given because I had ecclesiastical leaders, church leaders who knew, who were very kind to me.
And who knew that you believed that you were gay?
Yeah, who knew that I had those feelings, same gender attraction. But I also felt that I was open to being able to marry a woman at that point because I never had dated a woman, so it's kind of easy to think. So they encouraged me to date when I came home, and so I did that, you know, vigorously. But about a month or two after I came home, there was a few times where it hit me pretty strong that those feelings were not only still there, but they were stronger than ever.
So I'd like to bring your brother Josh into the conversation. Josh, clearly your brother had been trying to get help for something he thought was a problem. When did you finally find out that Jameson was having these feelings?
I kind of stumbled on to the issue, and I was visiting him at his house and was in his closet borrowing a shirt. And in his closet, I found a book that talked about dealing with these issues, and I put it back. I didn't say anything to Jameson for 2 or 3 days. I didn't know what to say. So I called another one of my brothers who was a little bit closer to Jameson by age, and they had been discussing some of these topics, and he encouraged me to call Jameson and talk to him, and so I did, and he told me about some of the things he was dealing with.
What was your reaction?
I think the only reaction I could think of would be shocked. It was, I had no idea. You know, there's 5 boys in our family. 4 of those boys are as straight as you could imagine in terms of sexuality, and I never would have crossed my mind that one of my brothers would have had been dealing with this.
Was it hard at first for you to come to terms with it, not just personally, but also in the framework of your faith?
No question. You know, the framework, not only my faith, but my family, the community, there wasn't a lot of material that I had understood or learned about, so
you didn't have any reference points?
No reference points. The only people we ever knew who dealt with this or who were gay, it seemed like they would come out and all of a sudden they'd just disappear. They'd move out of the town, whether that was because of the community or because of they just didn't feel like they fit in. So we really had no reference. And so Jameson, together with a number of members of our family, You know, we've been going through this with him and learning and educating ourselves about it. And my perspective on this has changed, oh, you could say 180 degrees since I learned about this about 8 years ago.
Jameson, some of your family members start to find out, whether you tell them or, like Josh, they kind of happen upon it. Eventually, did you just have a big family meeting, or were you setting up one-on-one conversations? You have a big family.
Yeah. About 3 years ago, Thanksgiving, we decided to just tell everybody, all my siblings, in-laws, and ended up having just an awesome experience because they didn't say those things that I had kind of believed about myself, that it was evil or that I was evil or that it was a perversion. They just listened and they said, we're so glad that we know, and we wish we would have known a long time ago.
We should point out, this is also because you want a family, and within the structure of the Mormon Church, it doesn't allow for sexual relationships outside of marriage. So this gets complicated if you're a gay Mormon.
Yeah, indeed. Not only do I want a family, but there's nothing else to do besides have a family because all my friends are married now. It leaves you with nothing in your life. And in this context, you couldn't have a family, you know, as far as the LDS church goes, unless you feel like you can marry a woman.
So where does that leave things? You are now out. You have come out to your family, your friends, coworkers. You still want a family, I assume.
Yeah, I have always said from the beginning that no matter how this all played out, that I believe that a family and family relationships are the most fulfilling things in life.
Josh, does that make sense to you? Or, that Jameson would want that in his life, and is that something you support?
Yeah, it does make sense. You know, he sees the happiness that it's brought him and his family members, and I want the best for Jameson. I want him to be happy. I want him to have a full life. I do.
And that's okay with you if that means partnering up with a man and adopting kids or having kids in some way?
Like I say, I want him to be happy, and I love him as my brother and support him as in the choices that he makes. You know, this is a process that I've gone through with him, and you know, it's a learning process for me, and it takes time to understand, you know, a different life than I've always been taught and have lived myself and have strived towards and he strived towards. And, you know, so I'm taking this one day at a time.
How's your family doing with this? It is a journey, as you have said. Are people still working through it, Josh?
I'll have to say it's been an absolute wonderful journey. I never would have said that when I found that book years ago, but it's been a wonderful journey. Jameson has helped, has been respectful. There's never been ultimatums. He has done everything he could to understand this issue and been patient and thoughtful about educating and helping us understand it. I'm a better person because of Jameson and because of this journey that he's had. And I think that you know, all of our family members would say the same thing.
Josh Manwaring and his brother Jameson. Tell us what you thought about today's Sunday conversation. We're on Twitter @NPR Weekend, or you can find me @RachelNPR.